past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. You're on The Morning Show with Dave and King and Barry Chapman. Nice to see you again.
Good morning.
The plumbing is flowing beautifully today.
Thanks to Barry.
Look, exactly. Where would we be? Belito would be in literally a, we would be in trouble. Yeah. Without good plumbing, and Barry and his team do a fine job of keeping things moving along. But Barry, there are issues, and this is a good opportunity for us to look at some of them. Where's this water problem coming from all of a sudden?
Well, water, I think we've been discussing water for ages. So I think electricity issues have been a major contributing factor as well. Management of infrastructure have also been an issue.
How serious is the problem? I mean, we're all standing by the information from Caesar Water. They put out good information, but it's not very detailed. It just says the supply from Avondale, well, the demand exceeds supply. Hello? Why all of a sudden out of the blue?
Well, information is never really fed to us the way we want it to be fed to us.
Isn't it just
I can only suspect that their service provider is failing somewhere along the line. But
it's a real problem, is it?
It is a real problem, yeah.
Have you heard of anyone running out of water or being, you know, switching on the tap and nothing?
I haven't heard anything just yet, but it is a real concern. You know, Caesar Water themselves are fantastic service providers. We're very lucky to have them in our area. But if they're not getting delivered the product, you know, where do they stand?
Yeah. And I see that there is a big, big threat to the continued service from Caesar because our local municipality wants to take over the supply of water. And obviously it's a big money spinner, so that's the reason behind it. There's been some mass action in Guadalajara town itself trying to drum up a petition to keep Caesar in the picture. We'll hope that that's successful, but either way, let's talk about how the average ordinary person who watches things happen and wonders about how to protect themselves from the slings and arrows can go about doing that.
Basically, first off, we've spoken about water shortages in the past and getting yourself a backup tank for your house. So the first thing that you're doing with a backup tank is you're keeping your house constantly under pressure, which is going to reduce your risk of having burst pipes. That on-off pipes, picture a balloon. It's obviously not that extreme, but every time a pipe gets pressurized, it blows up a little bit, and every time it's depressurized, it goes down. And all its fittings, its connections, the pipe integrity and strength, all of that gets pushed to a limit when it's expanded and contracted all the time. So by having a backup water tank, you essentially protecting your house a lot more than what it is going to be with water on, water off.
Now, I'm interested in the banking app that I have on my phone. They offer a certain you can use money acquired through that app, through that bank, to buy things like, for example, water tanks and pumps, etc. And I'm also interested to see how the price has gone north from where it used to be for water tanks and pumps, etc., according to this app. I mean, a small system will set you back about 35,000 rand or thereabouts now. So it's not a cheap investment, but it is a worthwhile investment, would you say?
Yeah, so I mean, we're just doing one now in a complex where the clients put a 2,200 litre slimline tank and a little variable speed drive pump. And it's purely a municipal backup. It's got no filter systems or anything on it. Variable speed drive pump is also very important, especially with a lot of guys moving over to solar inverters. It's called a soft start pump. It only spins as fast as it needs to deliver water. So if you're cracking a tap open, it's spinning at 10 watts and not the full 700 like a standard pump. Those systems coming in 20 grand around there.
With the tank?
With the tank.
Really? So our friends on the banking app are obviously building in a fair amount of padding, shall we say.
Yeah, so I mean, it all depends where you're getting it from, what you're doing, what tanks you're putting in. Mm. So there's all the different brands on the market, and amazingly enough, between Most of our clients live in compact areas. You need a slimline tank. Slimline, all of a sudden, slimline now is much more expensive.
Oh, really? So the price has gone north.
Not terribly, but when the slimlines came out, they were naturally more expensive because it's an exclusive thing, you know. You're buying it because of its shape, not because of how big it is.
Yeah.
Because we need to now fit it into nooks and crannies. And so naturally, per litre, you're paying more for the storage in a slimline than you are in one of their standard tanks.
I was also interested to see on this app that they reckon that a slimline tank gives you a two-day window of opportunity. And I would imagine that if you were just using water as you normally do, then that would be true. But you could probably eke out a much longer.
I know you could. So you kind of work on an average of about 200 liters a day per person. That's kind of being very nice. Have a long shower. You know, majority of shower 40, 50 liters.
Really?
I've got some clients that will empty a 200 liter geyser in one shower. But yeah, so 200 liters per person. So you get a 750,000 liter little baby slim lines. Those are the round ones, stand up nice and high. You got a day and a half out of that. My preferred tank to put in is a 2,200 or a 2,500 liter multi slim. So it's a couple of those tall, thin ones joined together in a mold. And that's going to give you about a week's worth of water if you're conservatively watching it.
And with the rain falling as it has been over the last couple of days, I'm amazed to see the sort of multiplier effect of rain falling onto a roof. By the time it hits the gutter, it's a decent supply of water.
Oh, 100%. So I did a whole exercise at home where I basically rechanneled all the roofs in my house to discharge into my tanks at home. So 100% of my roof at home goes into tanks. And during a fair decent rain, it's mind-boggling how much water gets thrown into those tanks. I've got 10,000 liters of water at home, and in 15 minutes in a fair decent rain, those tanks are full.
That is incredible. It's a bit like the analogy of using a tomato with all the seeds in a single tomato. You could end up with a mess if you planted them all and they all germinated and lived and thrived. By the time you picked that crop from one tomato, you would have more tomatoes than you could use in the season. And this is the thing with water off the roof. You'd think, well, it rains. And how much rain? How much water? How much water have we wasted over the years by not harvesting it?
Yeah.
That's the thing. In a water starved country like ours, it's almost criminal not to have invested more in the technology of water harvesting. Well, luckily now you can do that.
So I had the privilege of going down in the Transkei with a friend of mine who runs tours through the Transkei, and we went and did quite a few homestays, and he's assisted these rural community members to develop homestays, little baby business for them. Those places run 100% off of rainwater.
Wow.
So they're in the middle of nowhere. The guys walk through. There's a rainwater tank or a number of rainwater tanks around their property, and they survive the entire year off of rainwater. Which, I mean, if guys can do that in a rural area, as well as hosting runners or hikers or whoever they are coming to stay, and there's still enough water left over after that, you know, you got to realize that it's a resource that's being neglected.
Indeed. And that kind of brings us to the point that if you are looking at becoming more sustainable, less dependent on services provided by the local authorities, in inverted commas, the services, you want to chat to Barry and his team about harvesting water. It's a good time now, hey? Good opportunity to do just that. And Chapman Plumbing is ubiquitous in the greater Ballito area because they are everywhere. And even in the sort of peak season where everyone else are on holiday enjoying the lovely time on the beach, Barry and his team have got an emergency crew there right through the season for you. That's how much they care. Barry, thanks so much, man. We'll catch up in a week's time for another conversation around the desperately important subject of keeping it flowing.
100%. Thank you very much.
And the morning show continues. People's